News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. 807, Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig. That wreck yesterday on I-65, what a dramatic wreck that was. I guess had traffic backed up northbound for a long time. What time in the middle, when did that happen?
I'm not sure. I completely missed this until Leanna brought the video in this morning. You had an 18-wheeler hauling cars.
1 o'clock in the afternoon, Leanna says, okay.
Okay, 1 o'clock. And it looked like a piece of tire in the far right lane, or maybe the second to far right lane. And I don't know, just watching the video, it seemed that it and other vehicles were trying to avoid that. And then you had the car hauler basically trying to avoid a vehicle in front of it that was also moving around.
Yeah.
Ended up clipping it, and then it flipped right there at the Government Street exit on 65 going northbound. And, I mean, that was a hell of a wreck.
It just went full speed to the right into the off the highway into
it was headed
grassy area,
headed right towards Hank Aaron Stadium.
Yeah,
basically.
Wow.
Wow, it was quite the video. It ended up being taken down offline. If we can find it, we'll post it again.
Okay.
But quite the accident yesterday, and we've seen some accidents without any rain. So Thursday gonna be a big day in the area, as we are expected to finally get some good rain. But you know what that means when we're out in traffic as well.
Right. I also took a peek. It looks like Saturday in Athens, Georgia, there could be some morning rain, it looks like, right now. But if that's all it is, then that won't affect that 6:30 kickoff between Alabama and the University of Georgia. I talked to Jack Gilroy from the Senior Bowl about a number of things, including that game. Jack was very much a part of the Alabama football between 2012 and 2017.
Yeah, they were pretty good those years, right?
They were, yeah.
So we'll talk with him coming up after 8:30. But it is a Tuesday, not just any Tuesday, but we still talk with Quinn Hillier with QuinnHillier.com. He also writes for The Advocate and NOLA.com. Good morning, Quinn.
Good morning, guys.
So we've been getting some reports from different polling locations, and of course it's just hearsay, accurate hearsay, I would say. But turnout looking pretty good, according to some folks early this morning. But that's one of the big questions for today for the Mobile runoff. What is that turnout going to look like, and who are we going to be calling mayor-elect this time tomorrow? Quinn, I know you have some thoughts on this election.
Well, turnout needs to be good. If you don't vote, then you're just not doing your civic duty. And if you haven't prepared yourself to vote, if you haven't studied the candidates and and really thought about it, you're not doing your civic duty, period. But this, you will lose all right to complain about anything that happens in the next 4 years if you don't go out. And let me tell you, I voted today at the Dauphin Way Baptist Church, and in and out in 5 minutes. Really easy, because there's only one thing on the ballot,
right,
which means you don't have a whole bunch of people holding up things because the line is so long, because it takes so long to fill out 27 different spaces or whatever. So it's easy. There's no reason for you not to go out and vote, and this is important. This city has a lot going on, including stuff that I wish had started earlier. But that they got a lot of money for this St. Louis Street corridor, which is really going to help revitalize downtown. They finally got a law in place to help them get rid of blighted buildings starting downtown. That they've got all the big projects everybody knows about, but you cannot lose that momentum to mismanagement, because if you lose it to mismanagement, it's going to be really hard to get it back.
Quinn, this is, and we've said it a million times because we've been told a million times, a nonpartisan election, right? And since I've been on the air here with FM Talk 106.5, I guess just two previous elections since I've been on the air, and both won by Mayor Stimson, obviously. And he had and has done a good job, I think, of keeping things nonpartisan from his perch. And he's done a good job of that. But it's always kind of stumped me why a city like Mobile, I mean, I understand the intent to have a nonpartisan election, but in this day and age, it seems so Well, it seems damn near impossible to keep the party politics out of a race like this. And over this last week, it's been Barbara Drummond who's been really bringing in the national politics to this. I mean, she got a Cory Booker endorsement and Pete Buttigieg, but a lot of people talking about the mailers that she sent out, you know, with Spiro, right? But I guess it wasn't her, but a pack that sent it out.
That's right.
With Spiro standing next to Donald Trump and calling him a MAGA candidate. So it is becoming a little increasingly partisan, or became that heading into today.
Well, look, first of all, I think it was Lanya that looked at the money that the PAC spent, and then there was almost the exact equivalent amount of money went out from the Drummond people to the PAC or something like that. I mean, she can't claim deniability on that one. She just can't. I wouldn't want Pete Buttigieg's endorsement. He was not a very good mayor of a city that was only half the size of Mobile, and he really didn't. I mean, that's why I never understood why he made it nationally, because other than that, he speaks well, because he didn't do a very good job in South Bend, and I wouldn't want that kind of bad management to come to the city. He did not do a good job as transportation.
No, exactly.
The heck with South Bend. We all got to see him on the big stage, and it didn't seem like he was really up to the job there. I'll be honest with you, and this is not just somebody trying to down the Democrats at every turn. I try to look at things objectively. The Biden administration, so many people in that administration just were not competent or cared to be competent. Do you agree?
You know, I'm not gonna get partisan, but I am gonna say that I would not want the endorsement of Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
I mean, that does not scream competence.
Right.
All it screams is, hey, I'm a guy that looks the part and knows how to give good sound bites. That's all it says.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know.
Well, also in this race, Quinn, you have Spiro, who, you know, as a judge, ran as a Republican. You have Barbara Drummond, who is a Democrat state legislator, but she had a very prominent role in the staff of Mayor Sam Jones here in Mobile. I know Rob Hulbert's been talking about this a little bit as well. Are you surprised that hasn't been a bigger factor in the discussion leading up to today?
I can understand why the Chair of Goddess campaign wouldn't want to bring it up, because it has a possibility of racializing something when the point is not racial. But look, if you go back to Lanyap from, you know, about 2011 to 13, the second part of the second Jones term, you see Rob getting extremely frustrated because the lack of responsiveness, the lack of transparency of the Jones administration and of Barbara Drummond in particular was really bad, and the numbers didn't add up. And when Sandy Stimson became mayor, and they found, you know, our bond rating was down and the numbers didn't add up, that wasn't a good thing. I was gone for 5 years in the D.C. area. I get back in 2011, and I had edited Barbara for 6 years or so, maybe 5 years, something like that, you know, when I was at the Mobile Register. And she did a column every week. She's a very nice lady. I mean, I like her personally. So I had what I thought was a good rapport with her. And then there was a story. There was a massive, you know, more than 20 people of one race beat up one guy of the other race. It was a clearly racial issue, and it was a massive thing. And I started looking into it, and I've got to say, Barbara just lied to me. I mean, she kept saying, "Well, no, we don't really need to prosecute that. That was just a fight between about three or four neighbors." No, it was like 23-1. Race had nothing to do with it, she said. And I walked up and down that street. I walked up and down, and I interviewed everybody. I talked to people that saw it. I talked to people of both races that saw it. And what they told me and what they told Lanyap separately was diametrically opposed to what Barbara Drummond was telling me. And I was like, why can't you be straight with me? I dealt with you for 6 years. We had a great relationship. Please don't lie to me. And that got really frustrating. And so I don't know. That's the sort of thing that that gives me pause. And I haven't wanted to sort of talk about it because I do like her so much as a person. She's lovely. But that's the experience I had of her in office.
And I can't remember her exact role in title for the Sam Jones administration. But
the second term, let me just jump in. I can't remember the exact title, but it was something like Director of Administrative Services or something. Okay. It was more than just a press secretary.
More than media,
But that was still part of that role. And I know what Rob has been writing about here recently was when Lanyap was looking into the police explorers and the allegations of misuse of funds. And he sounds kind of similar to you where he was trying to get some answers and felt like he was getting the runaround specifically from Drummond.
Yes. And that was what was so frustrating. And look, I that's not how I had known her before. So, you know, maybe she's just doing what her boss, Sam Jones, told her to do. But I was a press secretary in Congress for 5 years. You might not believe it, I literally once never lied to a member of the press, and I never had my boss ask me to lie to a member of the press. Mm-hmm. Not one time. You can do it.
To both candidates right now, one thing that Sandy Stimson did when he was elected, and this did not get a lot of publicity, and I don't know that he wanted it to, but he did a lot of door knocking after winning the election to say that he went and introduced himself to people in all the neighborhoods, in many neighborhoods, and many neighborhoods, maybe some of the neighborhoods that didn't necessarily vote for him. I don't know if you remember that, Quinn, but
I do remember that. He was he wanted to make good on his one Mobile promise.
Exactly.
And he really went out knocking on, not just knocking on doors, but going to community events and saying, look, I want to listen to everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you think he did a great job or a good job or a fair job or whatever, the attitude he brought in, especially those first couple of terms, was really, really sort of open to let's all pull together.
Yeah, and, very refreshing. And I would say to the candidates today, this is getting to be a more and more fractured, contentious election as we go down the stretch here. That was I never heard of a mayor doing that before. I thought it was brilliant. And as these, you know, let's say Chira Gattis is the winner in the end, you know, I think he's been very good at door knocking during the campaign. Don't you get that impression, Dalton? Mm-hmm. He's done a good job of that. It's not a bad idea to do the door knocking afterwards too, and just kind of say to all involved, those who voted for you or those who did not, let's talk about some things and let's get some things straight between us.
Whichever one wins should go and do that and have forums in all parts of the city. And I got to give Barbara Drummond credit there that she has talked about, really opening everything to all the neighborhoods, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to see that happen after whoever wins. I want the winner to go do that.
Do you think it's fair? Because I have a ton of texters we do every day that are saying, listen, this is as simple as a Democrat versus a Republican. Do you like seeing how some of the Democratic cities are run around the state or around the country? If you don't, you'd be smarter to take the Republican. I'm still hung up on this being a nonpartisan election when clearly you have two pretty different parties at hand here.
I think it's a good thing that it's nonpartisan. They haven't in the campaign talked about issues from a particularly ideological standpoint. If you need to go to the ideology, you can see that in the state legislature, Barbara Drummond was, rather far to the left. But they haven't talked about that. And ideology plays a little role at the local level, but not as big a role. I'm interested in competence. I am interested in general approach. I mean, if your approach is that you really don't think that you know, people that commit robberies or something like that deserve to be punished because the main thing is you know, well, what happened in their lives beforehand? I don't want any part of you, mm-hmm. okay? You know, I'm all for second chances for lower-level crimes, rehabilitation, all that. But once you get into more serious crimes, I don't want to be namby-pamby. and so I don't want somebody who is going to be making excuses for criminals.
Quinn, I think that a crime that we had just the other day, it could play a role in this in some of the way voters are voting. That we had kids who were as young as 13 stealing a car and firing back on a sheriff's deputy, or it might have been a MPD officer. I mean, that crime is to just a crazy level at this point, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's bad. And again, I don't want to lay that at the feet of any of these candidates. That's not fair mm-hmm. at
But I
all.
Think if you're looking at the behavior, you're thinking, this is not the direction I want my city to go. Who of the two candidates is going to be more responsive to that? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, that's for voters to decide. I was giving that as an example of the sort of thing you can look at in their past records. It's pretty obvious that there are some different approaches at the margins to crime, to economic development, et cetera, et cetera. If you're a good voter, you will have gone and actually done the 15 minutes of work it takes to figure that out. Either way, please do take 15 minutes today to figure it out, and then take 5 minutes to drive to the polls. 5 minutes to walk through the polls and then leave. I mean, it's really easy, folks.
It is. Why don't we run to the break real quick? When we come back, we got a big UN assembly in New York this week. Russia, Ukraine, a major topic, obviously. We're going to get into that really quickly on the other side of this break.
Sounds good.
When the apple cart gets upset,
there's something wrong with this.
It was Michael Berry.
I'm going to speak out about this.
The Michael Berry Show, weekdays at 6.
That's what matters.
On Mobile's FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5. This morning, thousands are heading to the polls in Mobile's mayoral runoff. For the first time in more than a decade, Mobile will have a new mayor. Former Judge Spiro Chirogannis and State Representative Barbara Drummond are facing off. Pritchard, Chickasaw, Jackson, and Robertsdale are also electing a new mayor today. Stay with News 5 and WKRG.com for live updates on the election results. Still no arrest this morning after a homicide in Mobile yesterday. It happened on East Linwood Drive, just off I-10 and Dolphin Island Parkway. A neighbor said she heard something the night before that raised suspicion. Police say they believe the suspect and the victim knew each other. After 11 seasons, Auburn head basketball coach Bruce Pearl has announced that he is retiring. He led the Tigers to the Final Four twice, including this past season. Those were your news headlines this Tuesday morning. For WKRG News 5, I'm Shimani Baker.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at RoyLewisConstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Get the number one selling compact tractor, Kubota's L2502DT, with loader for just $19,999 cash at Paris Tractor. That's real Kubota power at a great price. Zero down in terms up to 84 months through September 30th at Paris Tractor in Robertsdale or KubotaUSA.com.
Good morning from the PhelpTire.com Traffic Center. State troopers are clear. Got a little bit of radar from Tillman's Corner and Theodore as they're wrapping up accidents in Mobile at Ziegler and North University with injuries. Part of the roadway blocked off. Also, another one slowing you down at Moffitt and Shelton Beach Road Extension. Westbound I-10 across the Bayway. Traffic builds. Pelt Tire is your go-to for oil changes, alignments, brakes, belts, batteries, tires, and much more. Same-day service on just about anything. Pelt Tire, your locally owned tire and auto service pros at PhelpTire.com. You know, I came to the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 at 826, Quinn Hillier, quinnhillier.com. And Nola and The Advocate joins us now.
And we haven't talked much recently about Russia-Ukraine. You know, I'm always checking the updates and seeing where the battle lines stand. And they've really, you know, been stalled out for some time now as Russia continues to take some of the bigger, smaller cities, the bigger, small cities in the eastern portion of Ukraine, and the Ukrainians keeping them out so far. A counteroffensive also not going as well for the Ukrainians as they'd like. So really, it seems to me those lines are stalled out. But I have seen some news here, Quinn, even from the top of the Trump military command, where they're saying Ukraine's actually doing a pretty decent job right now.
They are. And look, I go and read the article that I had in the New Orleans Times-Picayune on Sunday. I talked to probably the person who is the foremost expert on Russia and Central Asia in the country, named Fred Starr. Just trust me, read the article. You'll see what his great credentials are. He says, flat out, Ukraine is winning.
Gee,
not Russia, but Ukraine is winning. He says that Russia's economy is getting devastated, that Ukraine's drone superiority has allowed Ukraine, even without using American weapons, using their own weapons, they are one by one destroying Russian oil refineries, which is making it hard for Russia to operate its economy or to service its tanks. Russia has lost thousands of tanks. It has lost 1.2 million men either to death or to permanently disabling injuries. Mm. They have had to empty their prisons to go to the front lines, and so their front lines right now are manned by people who do not actually have military training. He goes on and on. He cites chapter and verse, and he says Ukraine is winning and will win if we stop tying their hands.
What does he constitute as Ukraine winning? I'm interested. Is it driving Russia all the way, back out of all of Ukraine, including Crimea, or what?
Well, he says the best thing would be the pre-Crimea borders, the internationally recognized borders, which means Crimea part of Ukraine. But at the very least, Russia completely out of every single bit of land that it has taken in the last 3.5 years. And he is right. And again, please do go Google Quinn Hillier and Star, S-T-A-R-R, and Times-Picayune, and you'll get it. He makes quite a compelling case.
And you have this UN assembly that's been going on for some time in New York, but the high-level portion of it this week with, I guess, Zelensky coming to town and 20 meetings planned for him. So I'm sure we'll get some more information on this throughout the week. Quinn, great stuff as always. If folks want to read you online, how do you encourage them to find you?
Go to QuinnHillier.com, subscribe for free, or go to Quinn Hillier and the Times-Picayune.
All right, thanks a bunch, Quinn.
Thank you.
Talk again in a week. Jack Gilmore is the Senior Bowl Director of Football Operations. He's a friend of ours, and he's going to join us on the way to talk a little Senior Bowl and college football straight ahead.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's a commonly used pain reliever, fever reducer that President Trump advises women to avoid during pregnancy. It's acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol. The FDA notifying doctors that use of the drug during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism in children. It's a claim that Tylenol's maker disputes. There are conflicting studies. President Trump is in New York this morning. He'll address the UN General Assembly. He may touch on the Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza and his opposition to an independent Palestinian state. In the face of intense pressure from the left, ABC is bringing back Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show tonight. The network suspended it last week following Kimmel's remarks about Charlie Kirk's assassin. Stocks opening mixed this morning on Wall Street. More details, SRNNews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Is your wife hot? Nothing can make your life more miserable than a hot wife. ProTent can help with a quality tent job. Don't let her drive around all summer all hot and bothered. Do the right thing. Upgrade to a quality tent installed by the professionals at ProTent Window Tenting. It's necessary for your peace of mind. Cause if mama ain't happy, no one's happy. Make an appointment with ProTent today. Call 802-1234. And with ProTent's lifetime warranty, you're ensuring she's happy for years to come. Call 802-1234.
Sean Sullivan with another great reason to have Coastal HR handle your payroll and employee benefits. So earlier this year, one of my children showed up at a doctor's appointment without her insurance card and called me in a panic needing the policy number. Of course, I was on the air at the time, didn't have the new cards yet, so I gave her the phone number to Coastal HR, and in just a few minutes, she had what she needed, and I was right back to work. If you're considering outsourcing your employee benefits, talk to Coastal HR. They're local, right here in Mobile. They answer the phone, and do I need to say more? So get back to business with Coastal HR.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right. Get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
Good morning from the WaveMensHealth.com traffic center. A couple accidents we've got now moved out of the roadway. Still see delays off of Old Shell, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65. But from the 1065 split out towards Rangeline at Theodore Dawes Road, we're clear. No problems downtown and across the Bayway. Wave Men's Health has successfully treated thousands of men in the area. They have licensed medical providers and an expert staff to help with low T and ED. Come in and get a medical consult and blood work for $99 at WaveMensHealth.com. You know, came to the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 835 on Mobile Mornings. Jack Gilmore is the Director of Football Operations at the Senior Bowl. And Jack joins us right now to talk a little college football and Senior Bowl and that kind of stuff. Jack, how you doing?
Dan, good morning. Appreciate you having me on.
Sir.
Man, so what, we're a third of the way through the college football regular season for some teams, the teams that have played four games. And still, Jack, I'm not sure I know what direction this season is going to go for the top teams. It's just it's as hard as ever to figure out who's going to look like what by the end of the year because there are so many good teams out there.
I agree.
It really is, and it's gone by quick, and it sure has been exciting, but a lot of football left to be played, and probably the best slate so far this season, this weekend, so really looking forward to Saturday.
Jack, I think that I know that sports pundits, people with shows only about sports, they've got no choice. They have to talk about it. They have to have opinions, and they have to express those opinions. I think that people are jumping way too fast on telling us what these teams are going to be at the end of the year. Nobody really knows. I mean, yes, in the first few games, Miami looks really good. Texas Tech had a great win over the weekend. Now they look like, but it's a long season. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, football is a developmental game. You're trying to get better each week and hopefully play your best football in November. And the nature of college football with the playoffs set up, I mean, you're allowed to lose, you know, more than one game now and have a shot at it. So if you're going to lose, you might as well lose now.
Yeah, and so many people calling, you know, Bama dead for rights after that first game at Florida State. I think that might have been a little too early to say that, too. And we'll find out more about the Tide this weekend. We'll get to that, but let's talk about a couple of these games from this past weekend, Jack, and some players that I know the Senior Bowl has their eye on for the end of January. And your Offensive Player of the Week, TCU wide receiver Eric McAllister, had a huge game and a win over, sure, a TCU rival in SMU, but a Southern Methodist team that just took a team to the playoff last year. And McAllister goes 8 for 254 yards with 3 touchdowns. His team wins 35-24. TCU, they seem to put receivers out every few years into the NFL.
Yeah, we had Savion Williams last year in the game, who the Green Bay Packers selected from TCU. And you're right, they always seem to have some good pass catchers at TCU. Eric McAllister seems like he's the next one. He had 3 touchdowns over the weekend, and 2 of them were in the fourth quarter in a tight game. So you're always looking for receivers that, you know, are critical and big moments. And
yeah.
You definitely check that box.
He had the kind of stats that a team would be happy to have. I mean,
absolutely.
If you're a team that generally runs the ball, and in the end of the you had your team had 8 completions with 254 yards and 3 touchdowns, you'd say, we were very well balanced today. But that was one guy.
I'll take the guy that scores 3 touchdowns a game.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that's – oh, go ahead.
But before we get into more of the players of the week, there were a lot of – there was a big theme over the weekend of Mobile, Alabama products doing really, really good in college football.
Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah, so Chris Bracy, the former St. Paul Saint, who's now at Memphis, they had a huge win over Arkansas. Arkansas was driving late in the game, and the only thing they had to do was just take care of the football and keep it between the white lines and just run some clock and kick a field goal and win the game. But Chris Bracy had a forced fumble, and Memphis recovered it and held on to the ball and won the game.
Probably
the play of the weekend.
I didn't know that was Bracy that did that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Lee Hunter from Blount is now at Texas Tech. He plays defensive tackle for them. They had a great win over Utah. He doesn't show up a ton on the stat sheet, but he does a really good job of just occupying blocks and making sure the linebackers are free. Colin Lacey from Faith had a great day for Louisville. He had a punt return for a touchdown. And Joe Lott from UMS, he's with Troy now. He had a PBU late in the game to get the win over Buffalo for Troy. So it was really cool to see a lot of Mobile products do well over the weekend.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, not just playing at the next level, but difference makers.
Yeah. Lott was, I don't know if you ever saw him when he was at UMS, Jack. He could run. Man, he could really, really go. So that's awesome. You see in the field with Troy making a big difference there, too. That Texas Tech team, by the way, it looks like they, you know, it's a new era in college football. They just went out and invested in that team and brought in some players that are all getting paid.
Yeah, I think it's been said, I think it's accurate to say they had the highest payroll this past offseason, Texas Tech. That really showed, Jack, in that, I mean, dominant win over Utah, 34-10. I know the Senior Bowl's Defensive Player of the Week came from that Texas Tech defense, Jacob Rodriguez, who had a one-handed pick in that win over Utah. But that's something to watch. These teams that go out and pay players big money, and a lot of them happen to be in Texas. I was talking with Dan. I wonder if some of those teams, they wouldn't take at least a few weeks to mesh and start to get on the same page. Texas Tech looks like they're there.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing as far as them just kind of how they would all come together, because they are built through the portal, and they don't shy away from that fact. They've got a really good roster, and like you said, it's just at the end of the day, the football is still a team game, and you got to play well together and right now they're 4-0. They had a good win over the weekend against Utah, and Jacob Rodriguez had a really good game. He was really productive at their linebacker spot. And again, Lee Hunter had a lot to do with that. You know, Lee Hunter kept him free, and he was able to run around and make plays.
You talk a little bit about, and Dan mentioned Miami earlier, and of course Carson Beck, really people watching him and wanting to see what he does the rest of the year on the offense. But that Hurricanes defense, to me, absolutely no joke. And Reuben Bain specifically, it doesn't seem like it's a true Miami team unless they have a big-time difference maker on that D-line. Bain is certainly that.
Yep, you took all my talking points away from Miami with Reuben Bain. Because he really stands out. It doesn't take a scout to identify that. I mean, he is really, really good. He might be the best player in the draft come April. He's big, he's thick, he's strong. He impacts all three downs. They're just really good at getting after the football, whether it's run or pass. But I really like them on third down and late in the game. When the offense is in an obvious passing situation, they got a lot of guys that can get after the quarterback.
You know, one of the more startling results of last weekend, I think, was Indiana just completely dismantling Illinois, an Illinois team that generally is going to be good at the line of scrimmage and not get embarrassed. This is the last thing you expect from an Illinois team, or I would anyway. But this Indiana team with Mendoza, I guess the transfer in from Cal, he played really well. But the line of scrimmage, Cignetti, and what is exactly Kurt Cignetti, what is he doing for Indiana to be so effective and now a very physical football team? They've never seen this in the history of the school.
Yeah, I really like Kurt Cignetti. I listen to him a lot, and he talks quite a bit about, you know, their coaching continuity, and I think that's a big part of their success. All of their coaches came from James Madison. They know how to work together. They're all on the same page. They preach team. They all preach the same things. And college football, that's kind of a lost art. I mean, coaches getting hired left and right, it's hard to keep continuity in staff. And Indiana has that and working for them right now. And Cignetti's a big part of that. Mendoza had a really, really efficient day. He had two incompletions against Illinois. I mean, that's almost unheard of. Wow. I think he accounted for five touchdowns. Elijah Surratt, a receiver they have, he's a really good player. He's in the top of our wide receiver stack right now. They've got a really good team. I don't think last year was a fluke at all. Kurt Cignetti wins. Just Google it.
That's right. Talk with Jack Gilmore, Director of Football Operations with the Panini Senior Bowl. And you mentioned this weekend maybe our best week schedule yet, and a couple top 25 ranked games. We will get to the Bama-Georgia game here in a minute, but I know College Game Day will be up in Pennsylvania at Penn State as number 6 Oregon comes to town to play the third-ranked Nittany Lions, and you have tons of players from both of these teams on the top 300 at SeniorBowl.com. But what stands out to me, Jack, is on Penn State's offense, of course, everyone talks about Drew Aller at quarterback there and what kind of difference maker he is. But to have two great running backs behind him and Catron Allen and Nick Singleton, I mean, if one's not getting it done, the other one's just sitting there waiting for you. Both of them are on your top 300 watch list. Watch for those guys this weekend, you think, against Oregon?
Absolutely. Really looking forward to that game. Let's face it, neither of those teams have played anyone so far in college football. So really excited to finally see them, you know, play someone. You guys mentioned it. Penn State's got a lot of really good prospects. Drew Aller, you know, he might have the highest ceiling of all the quarterbacks, and this is a good quarterback class. Just big, strong, really good arm. He's just got to take care of the football a little better. But I'm really looking forward to watching him play against an Oregon defense that's recruited really well with Dan Lanning over there.
The Reese's Senior Bowl, the Panini Senior Bowl, my apologies, it has played such a big role in the future of these seniors and eligible players for so many years. Are you starting to see, Jack, are players actually staying in college longer now? Like there's two running backs at Penn State because of the compensation they're getting there and deciding, well, I'm getting paid X amount here, I can wait one more year and enjoy college, and the pros will wait, or the pros will be there in the end.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. If they're not getting at least a third round evaluation from NFL scouts, they're staying in school. I mean, most of these positions are getting paid better in college, you know, if you're not getting picked in the third round or better. So why not stay in school, get paid more, and, you know, improve your draft stock.
Hmm. Let's wrap it up with this before we get into where folks can go ahead and buy tickets for the Senior Bowl coming up in January. But the biggest game around here, obviously, is Georgia hosting Alabama in Athens on Saturday. Your objective, Jack, thoughts on this game between Alabama and Georgia. I mean,
let me just say Jack has no objective thoughts on this game.
I don't know if it's fair to say must win for Kalen DeBoer. But it's getting close to that. I mean, people want to see a really good performance from Alabama.
And we just saw
Georgia on the road themselves with an incredible win they pulled out in Knoxville. I don't know what to make of this game.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see, Alabama getting some of their injured key players back. People don't realize the difference Tim Keenan makes on this Alabama defense. He plays defensive tackle for them, and like Lee Hunter, I mean, he just makes everyone around him better, especially in the run game. I mean, he just occupies so much space, and he plays with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. He is a captain, so I think his presence is going to be really felt defensively, and then offensively, they're getting their starting running back. People don't realize, you know, the difference Jam Miller makes in that offense. Also on special teams. So really excited to see those two guys back. And, I mean, let's face it, this is going to be Bama's Super Bowl. I mean, they always play Georgia, you know, really well. So I'm really looking forward to watching Alabama play. And Georgia's got a really good team. They were banged up last week against Tennessee. Both their corners were out. So hopefully, I don't know if they'll be playing against Bama. I would think they are, you know, since they want to bye. We'll see.
And you do know, you know, when you play Georgia, you know several things, but you know they're going to lay the wood. They're going to hit really hard. I'm wondering with Jam and that collarbone he's recovering from. I mean, he had collarbone surgery. That's a tough team to lower the pads against your first game back.
Yeah, welcome back to college football, Jam. You're traveling to Athens and playing Georgia. Good luck, buddy.
Well, and the sky was falling on Alabama, the opener against Florida State. Everybody was alarmed by what they saw on the field, Jack. You know, people were making these comments about just the posture of Alabama and the lack of hustle. Did you see those same things as somebody who was scouting that? And were you as alarmed, or did you put it in a different perspective and now you're feeling like they're back on the right track?
No, I'll be honest. I was hitting the alarm button like everyone else. You definitely saw it on film. I mean, they were, especially defensively. They just didn't play with a lot of passion. They played slow. They didn't trust their reads. But that's like we were saying at the beginning of this call. That's 1 week, and luckily it was in, you know, September. You know, that's when you want to make those mistakes.
Yeah.
And they responded really well. You know, week two they killed whoever they played, and then Wisconsin, they've played really well. So they just got to keep doing what they're doing.
Good stuff, Jack. We appreciate your time coming on with us this morning. And Senior Bowl, it'll be here before we know it, coming up on January 31st and at Hancock Whitney. It's a great experience every year. People can go ahead and buy tickets. They went live last week.
That's correct, yes. Senior Bowl, January the 31st on Saturday. Kickoff will be at Hancock Whitney Stadium. Buy your tickets at SeniorBowl.com.
Sounds good, Jack. Let's catch up sometime, okay?
Would love to. Appreciate you guys having me on.
You got it. All right.
More Mobile Mornings on the way. We have a bunch of texts to get to. We'll try to get to them all at 251-343-0106 on the other side. Plus, we'll let you know who's coming up on the Jeff Poor Show. It's on the way next.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
1819 News with Andrea Tice. Good morning. I'm Carl Brady for Andrea Tice. A Covington County School's homecoming dance was placed on lockdown Saturday night after a student received a Snapchat suggesting someone was going to, quote, shoot up the dance. On Saturday around 8:45 p.m., a few Red Level High School students and faculty were enjoying the final minutes of the dance when the student received the message. According to Red Level School's principal, Tony Ingram, administration officials made the decision to immediately end the dance and place the remaining students and staff on lockdown. The night ended without incident, and all students made it home safely. More news coming up after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime, and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness. Drive hope. And customize your plate today at atease.org. That's ATEASE.org.
A California man is behind bars in Alabama after traveling across the country to defraud a Montgomery resident of over $300,000. Legal documents state that Quan Su of Diamond Bar, California, tricked the victim into thinking they owed fees for over $300,000. Su was arrested when he traveled from California to Montgomery to collect the money. The Birmingham Police Department's Special Operations Bureau is reporting significant enforcement activity for the week of September 15th through the 21st, with a total of 42 arrests, 11 firearm seizures, and 275 traffic citations issued. For 1819 News, I'm Carl Brady.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For more than 50 years, Mobile Bay Magazine has showcased the history, style, arts, dining, and entertainment that defines excellence on both sides of Mobile Bay. Each month's issue is filled with our unique Southern Alabama culture, beautifully captured and told through engaging articles and stunning photography. When you subscribe to Mobile Bay Magazine, you'll be swept into the pages where recipes, familiar places and faces, and untold stories abound. Start your journey today by visiting MobileBayMag.com. That's MobileBayMag.com.
If God is in your business or life, you will succeed. Hi, Larry Skoda, owner of L&S Air, a Christian-based company that offers quality equipment like Bryant, whose motto is the same as ours, whatever it takes. At L&S Air, we guarantee fair pricing, where no job should ever cost $28,000. Call L&S Air, 865-5174, and remember, keep Christ in your life. License number 83104.
Being entrusted with a parent's medical needs can be hard, but they need you, whether they realize it or not. Elder abuse and neglect can take many forms, including self-neglect.
Dad, why didn't you tell me you needed help?
Report suspected abuse or neglect to the Alabama Department of Human Resources at 1-800-458-7214 or look for Adult Protective Services on the DHR website at dhr.alabama.gov. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
From the Chuck Stevens Automotive Traffic Center, working older accidents at Government, East and McDonald, also Ziegler at North University and Moffitt and Shelton Beach Road Extension. Good ride across the Bayway from the 1065 split and through Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Kappa Homebuyers is Mobile's most trusted cash home buyer. Sell your house the fast, easy way for cash. They buy houses as is and don't even have to clean. And they close on your timeline with no closing costs. Get your cash offer online at HappaHomeBuyers.com and call 650-SOLD. And I'm Kane to the FM Talk 1065 Traffic.
Good morning, Dan and Dalton, 8:55, Mobile Mornings on this election day, and reports we're getting our turnout is decent, it seems like, so far this morning.
Yeah, we had, Paul said E.R. Dixon was a pretty good amount of voters earlier. We're being texts from different locations. Woodridge Baptist Church had about 40 people in line as the polls opened. Texter one we read earlier, Our Savior, let me see if I can find it again.
Catholic Church.
Yeah, Our Savior Catholic Church. They said, that was the one they said the line was wrapped around the building as the polls opened. And then another here voted at Christ United on Greelot, about the same turnout as the August election, took about 4 to 5 minutes to get in and get out. So let us know throughout the day, 251-343-0106, how turnout is looking in your voting location, because you are voting, right? You are going out to vote. It's a big part of today. That's the first step in letting us know how many people are at your polling places. You have to actually get out there yourself.
That's what we would hope.
Coming up on the Jeff Poor Show, he's back. Jeff is back, and State Representative Shane Stringer will be joining him in hour number one. Scott Buttram with the Trustful Tribune in hour two, and John Wall, the ALGOP chairman, in hour three. I can't wait to hear a little extra insight from Buttram and Wall on the Bruce Pearl news from yesterday. Is it over? I mean, did he clarify enough for you that he's not running for Senate? Or, I mean, I think people will still ask for the next couple months, you thinking about it, Bruce? You want to jump in?
Well, what was it, 14-minute announcement that he had?
I've never seen a retirement video that was 14 minutes long.
With some beautiful music in the background, too.
Yeah.
It's lovely. The one thing that I only know for sure is that he timed it so his kid gets the job.
Mm.
So I'm not saying that's a terrible thing, a good thing, I don't know. But he timed it in a way where the only person that could take that job would be, it's probably understood, mm-hmm. the Auburn administration. But if he quit, you know, right after last season, they would probably do more of a search.
So here's the question.
I mean, it's a big time program. It's worth a big search to get a coach in there.
So did Bruce step out because he doesn't have a great team this year, or did he step out to leave his son with a great first team?
Well, I don't know if he left his son with a great first team, but he left his son with a team.
Mm.
He left his son now with a head coaching position on his resume at Auburn, a place where you can win.
Texter here says, what would Pearl do if Trump called? What if he gets a tap on the shoulder? And by the way, Bruce Pearl's politics, I mean, he has some conservative leanings. I've always thought of him until recently as a Democrat, but maybe I completely misread the book on that one. I know he's very much pro-Israel. That's apparent. But what if Trump taps him on the shoulder and says, hey, would like for you to run in that Senate race?
I think if Trump does
but
the tapping.
But Barry Moore running, too, who was the first legislator in the entire country to endorse Trump.
That's true.
It's another tough one there. 251-343-0106. A lot of texts this morning about Quinn coming on and the discussion about the Mobile mayoral race. Tomorrow morning, this time, we will know who the mayor-elect is, so that'll be a big part of the conversation on Mobile Mornings tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be number one of our three big things, more than likely.
Also, I'll have to let you know, unless I lose my second job tonight, I have to give you an update on the flag football from yesterday. Know that the boosters are whispering, and the defensive coordinator may be on his way out for the Cottage Hill flag football team.
Dalton now will be wearing a cup at each each game.
Hit right in there. The onions yesterday. Not fun.
8:59.